News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
A large majority of secondary school students want to attend mixed schools. A study from the ESRI has revealed. Jennifer Horgan, secondary school teacher, Irish Examiner, columnist, joins us now. Jennifer, are you surprised by this finding?
Morning, Shane. No, I'm not surprised at all. I think that we have a sort of bizarre obsession with separating children in Ireland, whether it's by gender or religion. But young people generally don't have that same kind of fear-based approach. So they're very happy to be together and they learn from one another and grow an understanding if it's a good school with good management. So I'm entirely unsurprised.
You'll be aware of the arguments. Look, for what it's worth, I completely agree with you. I think separating boys and girls is ridiculous.
Oh, good. Makes it easier.
When we've discussed it, people get quite passionate about this. You get people texting going, my daughter was in a mixed school, didn't like it at all, found it academically difficult, was distracted, the boys distract the girls and vice versa and so on. What do you say to those arguments?
So that comes back to, you know, is this a good school? Is it well run? Is there a good atmosphere? Is there a good culture? You know, and so this isn't a panacea. Like, it doesn't mean that all mixed schools are better schools than single sex schools, because you can have absolutely excellent single sex schools. So it's hard, you know, you have to kind of, I'm not saying it's always good, but if you have a good school that is mixed gender, I think that that's better for young people. I suppose education is about exposing people to difference, to the world, and particularly now where we're seeing more and more divisions. I think it's really important that we have mixed classrooms, again, not just gender, but religion or whatever it is. Because, like, let's say a subject like SPHE, which I teach, it's about social personal health.
I was going to ask you exactly what that is.
Personal health education. So that's where you learn about relationships. You do also learn about, you know, sex education. So, you know, being in a classroom, talking about periods, let's say, it's so much more powerful if you're in a classroom of boys and girls, because it's not theory, it's actual lived experience, and boys get to understand. And it also takes away the taboo, you know. It's like, this is actually something we can talk about. You don't need to be ashamed of the fact that you have periods. And it's just so obvious. You know, when you're in those classrooms, you just get it. This is a powerful thing. I find it hard to, some people will say, oh, it's academically better for girls.
I was going to put that to you.
There's scant research on that, but there's also the worry that actually in single-sex schools, girls can become overly competitive with one another and very exam-focused.
That's interesting. Do you think boys and their kind of, with two sons, I kind of know, they have this kind of, the leaving cert's tomorrow, is it? Does that kind of help take the edge out of things, do you think?
Well, it can do. I've just heard that anecdotally from speaking with teachers in single-sex environments, they sometimes feel that competition can get sort of ramped up, because I suppose you have a sameness, you know?
By the way, thing about exam results are better in all-girls school, the ESRI also did a survey on that last year and found there was no basis to that. They found the reason why that results were better was because single-sex schools tended to be in middle-class areas, and we know for a whole variety of reasons that kids in middle class schools tend to do better in the leaving cert than in other areas. So, the big disadvantage, you, as far as you're concerned, about separating the genders in schools. If you had to say one thing, what's the big problem with it?
The fear. I think the underlying fear. So what you're saying is there is something, I've heard many parents, and it's interesting, the study says that parents aren't so on board with this. And I've heard many parents express a fear of having their girls particularly in with boys. And I think that's really sad. And I'm not willing to accept that boys are you know, an inherent danger. We can't go in with that attitude because we have to hope, you know, that, that we can educate
them.
Yeah,
it's not a great attitude for life, is it? If that's is it just as simple? It's unnatural. I think it's unnatural to separate the sexes.
It is absolutely unnatural. Society is mixed, and we should learn together to live together. You know,
okay. All right. Fascinating. Jennifer, always good to talk to you. Jennifer Horgan there, secondary school teacher, Irish Examiner columnist as well. Let us know. I know some of you will disagree, so let us know your views. 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.